This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in a remote village in Kathua district, taking the death toll in the incident to two. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the body of the terrorist was recovered from the scene of the encounter at Kogamandli in Bilawar Tehsil of Kathua district this afternoon. A massive search operation is underway in the village for the second day. Campaigning for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end this evening. Star campaigners of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. The Arispura Jammu South seat is one of the key constituencies in Jammu district, which is going to polls in this phase. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. The Prime Minister pointed towards the changing dynamics of jobs with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. Encouraging people to participate in the Mega Plantation Drive Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign, the Prime Minister said that it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring. Prime Minister Modi also stressed on the importance of water conservation in his monthly broadcast. Mr. Modi emphasized on the mantra of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi. He mentioned the return of around 300 ancient artifacts by the United States during his recent visit to the US. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for appreciating Prasar Bharati, All India Radio and Doordarshan in his Mann Ki Baat address on Akashvani. In a social media post, Mr. Sehgal said, "The Prime Minister's appreciation is an inspiration and motivation for Prasar Bharati, Doordarshan and All India Radio and all its employees." He said they are proud to be associated with Mr. Modi in taking his resolve of nation building to the masses. Prime Minister Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Pune Metro section between District Court and Swar Gate. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the projects unveiled today will give a boost to urban development and significantly add to ease of living for the people of Maharashtra. On revamping of the Solapur Airport, Mr. Modi said this will significantly enhance connectivity in the area and boost tourism, particularly religious tourism in Pandharpur. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Bidkin Industrial Area. He said the project will attract huge investment and create thousands of employment opportunities in the area. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today stressed that Brand India is as important as Make in India and any product made in India should be recognized world over as a good quality product. Interacting with CEOs of PLI beneficiary companies in New Delhi, the minister urged them to move towards sustainable and world-class quality products through the PLI scheme. He lauded the CEOs for their investments and job creation, saying that production-linked incentive or PLI scheme is government's response to the growing dependence on imports in several sectors. And in cricket, the play on day 3 of the second test between India and Bangladesh in Kanpur has been called off due to wet outfield. Overnight rain had also delayed the start on the third day of the weather-hit second test. The entire second day was washed out yesterday without a ball being bowled. Earlier on day 1 put into bat, Bangladesh were 107 for the loss of 3 wickets at the end of the play, with Muminul Haq and Mushfiqur Rahim at the crease when stumps were drawn. The match also witnessed a delayed start on the first day before India opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.